Anna nyata budak aungora.
Anna is a young girl.
Dinten ayeuna manehna meunang sapatunggal.
Today, she gets new shoes.
Sapatu nak abang jeung sini.
The shoes are red and shiny.
Anna pisan bagja.
Anna is very happy.
Manha ngajalankeun karencanganna.
She runs to her friends.
Ningali sapatu anyar abdi.
Look at my new shoes.
Mitrana nyebut, wow.
Her friends say, wow.
Maraneuh sapatu.
They love the shoes.
Anna ngarasa istimewa ayeuna.
Anna feels special today.
Manha jog di taman.
She dances in the park.
Anna bogoh baru na sabatu saluyu.
Anna loves her new shoes.
Sapatuna nyata sapatu pangalusna.
Her shoes are the best shoes.
Manha nyaritakeun ka indung geunan sapatu.
She tells her mom about the shoes.
Anan bongkeun sapatu kalawan bangga.
Anna shows the shoes proudly.
Sadayana ngagem sapatunggal ti Anna.
Everyone loves Anna's new shoes.
Anna pisan happy jeung sapatuna.
Anna is very happy with her shoes.
Krisis Ukraina dimimitian dina 2014.
The Ukrainian crisis started in 2014.
Loba seueur jalma anu kapangaruhan ku perang.
Many people were affected by the war.
Keluarga kaleungitan imahna nalika pertarungan.
Families lost their homes during the fighting.
Loba jalma loba kudu ninggalkeun nagarana.
Many people had to leave their country.
Sakedah mendakan perlindungan di nagara liana.
Some found shelter in other countries.
Kaya nananuhun.
The situation was difficult for many.
Bantuan internasional tepenting pisan.
International help was very important.
Jalmane nampa kadaharan, pakaian, sareng ubar.
People received food, clothes, and medicine.
Dunia ningali warta sacara caket.
The world watched the news closely.
Ukraina masih perang pikeun kabebasan.
Ukraine is still fighting for freedom.
Masa depan Ukraina henteu pasti.
The future of Ukraine is uncertain.
Tapi jalma terus ngarep.
But the people continue to hope.
Keluarga Gonale geus pindah ka nagara anyar taun katukang.
The Gonzalez family moved to a new country last year.
Aranjeuna ninggalkeun imahna sabab kaayaan anu hese.
They left their home because of the difficult situation.
Maranehanana sababaraha popikeun ngahontal tujuan maranna.
They traveled for many days to reach their destination.
Di nagara anyar, sagalana tebda.
In the new country, everything was different.
Aranjeuna mendakan tahas pikeun komunikasi dimimiti.
They found it hard to communicate at first.
Anak-anakna mimiti sakola sabulan saterusna.
Their children started school a month later.
Di sakola, maranhanana nyieun babaturan galgancang.
At school, they made new friends quickly.
Geura-geura, maranna ngarasa leuwih diimah.
Soon, they felt more at home.
Keluarga diajar ngeunaan kabudayaan anyar maranna.
The family learned about their new culture.
Aranjeuna ngrayakan estial jeung tradisi babarengan.
They celebrated festivals and traditions together.
Sanggeus sabaraha waktos, maranhana ngarasa leres di bumi.
After some time, they felt truly at home.
Ayeuna, aranjeuna tiasa ngabagi carita maranna sareng batur.
Now, they can share their story with others.
Debat politik dimimitian ku paguneman anu panas ngeunaan parobahan iklim.
The political debate started with a heated discussion about climate change.
Kandidat parantos nampi giliran pikeun nyatakeun pandangana ngeunaan ketidakadilan sosial.
Candidates took turns to express their views on social inequality.
Aranjeuna ngabahas pentingna atikan pikeun ngaronjatkeun kasetaraan.
They discussed the importance of education in fostering equality.
Salah sahiji calon nekenken kabutuhan pikeun parobahan sistemik.
One candidate emphasized the need for systemic change.
Pemirsa nyaluikeun reaksi glo kana argument anu disayagikeun.
The audience reacted passionately to the arguments presented.
Sawijining topik teu kontroversial, nuju ngabalukarkeun perselisihan.
Some topics were contentious, leading to disagreements.
Sanajan aya tegang, para calon ngajaga hormat kasilih.
Despite the tension, the candidates maintained respect for one another.
Debat ditandai sareng telepon pikeun robih.
The debate concluded with a call to action for change.
Sakumaha eta saprak sakumna indit ti tempatna, ngaraos terinspirasi sareng rawuh.
Everyone left the venue feeling inspired and hopeful.
Dina lanskap bisnis modern, robah gancang ieu mangrupikeun tantangan anu salawasna hadir.
In the modern business landscape, rapid change is an ever-present challenge.
CEO kudu ngajaga pendekatan gesit pikeun mungkulan halangan.
CEOs must maintain an agile approach to overcome obstacles.
Adaptasi parantos janten dasar tina kapamimpinan anu hasil.
Adaptability has become a cornerstone of successful leadership.
Dina waktos kabingungan, komunikasi anuptip janten penting.
In times of uncertainty, effective communication becomes imperative.
Kristalisasi dina nyanda kaputusan muatan ngarahkeun kapercayaan di antara pihak-pihak.
Transparency in decision-making fosters trust among stakeholders.
CEO sering mendakan diri seimbang berbagai kepentingan.
CEOs often find themselves balancing various interests.
Manajem krisis peryogi oresik sareng decisiones.
Crisis management requires both foresight and decisiveness.
Salajengna marana kedah nanem sareng budaya tanggung jawab.
Moreover, they must cultivate a culture of accountability.
Gaya kapamimpinan bisabda, tapi nilai inti tetap konstan.
Leadership styles may vary, but the core values remain constant.
Akhirna, pamimpin kedah nyemangati timna pikeun ngalampawan naon anu sigana mungkin.
Ultimately, leaders must inspire their teams to go beyond what seems possible.
Kakuatan maran anu ngancik nyongsa kasempetan anu luar biasa.
Their resilience amid chaos can forge unprecedented opportunities.
Dina peran CEO ngalangkung jauh tina ngan saukur manajem.
In conclusion, the role of a CEO extends far beyond mere management.
Dina kajaman anu dijelaskeun ku kamajuan teknologi gancang, kecerdasan buatan nangtung diharep inovasi.
In an era defined by rapid technological advancements, artificial intelligence stands at the forefront of innovation.
Tapi kalawan kakuatan ged datang kalawan tanggung jawab ged, mindeng ningkatkeun dilema etik anu jero.
Yet, with great power comes great responsibility, often raising profound ethical dilemmas.
Nalika mesin ngagugulung ka tingkah laku manusa, garis antara laki sareng mesin janten kabur.
As machines learn to mimic human behavior, the line between man and machine blurs.
Kamajuan ieu ngangkat patarosan ngeunaan idin sareng otonomi, nangtang kerangka tika tradisional urang.
This advancement raises questions about consent and autonomy, challenging our traditional ethical frameworks.
Salajengna, potensi IP-keun ningkatkeun produktivitas nyayogikeun paradoks, sapanjang ningkatna efisiensi, janten og anceman alih pagawean.
Moreover, the potential for AI to enhance productivity presents a paradox. As efficiency increases, so too does the risk of job displacement.
Dichotomi tina kamajuan jeung potensi resiko ngabutuhkeun pertimbangan anu saksama jeung pamarentahan anu kuat.
The dichotomy of progress and potential risks demands careful consideration and robust governance.
Dina panutup, nalika urang naigasi kompleksitas integrasi AI, pendekatan nu seimbang penting.
In conclusion, as we navigate the complexities of AI integration, a balanced approach is imperative.